Our special ed director implemented IEP days, which means at the beginning of each year, we have days dedicated just strictly for IEP meetings. It's been very beneficial for everybody involved because we can block those out on our calendar and make sure that we're there. But also the parents get a lot of notice well in advance so that they can clear their schedules and be present and take off work. So if we know that a parent works very early in the morning, our learning support teacher can give them the date well ahead of time and they can adjust their schedule or take the earliest appointment. We have the teachers work together in calling the parents and making sure that they can get an allotted time slot. So it gives us a lot of flexibility throughout the day, and we're able to get a sub for the day who can then cover for teachers all over who are being pulled from their classes to be in the meetings. Learning support teachers write the IEP. The learning support teacher will send out any input questionnaires that they get. The regular ed teachers fill that data out. The learning support teacher sends me some questions regarding discipline or any other input that I would have from the administrative level, and they'll write that into the IEP draft. We do have a parent input form that they can put any concerns or anything that they are happy about. We do get a lot of feedback from them in writing, and then we restate that at the meeting. We have multiple days throughout the year scheduled so that our director of special ed can be there, our school psychologist can be there. We get a sub for the day to allow for the most coverage that we possibly can for our regular ed teachers and for our learning support teachers. And that way, we can all be part of that team. If a teacher did not submit that data by the due date, it is my job to make sure that I go to that teacher and explain the importance of that and make sure that it doesn't happen again by holding them accountable, because without their input, the parents aren't getting the whole picture and the IEP is not written as best as it possibly could be. So I need to make sure that all of my teachers are living up to their deadlines and making sure that they're giving the best data that they possibly can so that as a team, including the parents, we can all get a better picture of what's going on with the student.